Trenaire stared at him. Then he gave a sharp, barking crack of laughter.
"What's this, Robert? Trying to buy the Archangel's forgiveness? Is this your bribe? What you're promising God as compensation for your failure to oppose Jaspar's excesses openly?"
"In some ways, yes," Ducairn said unflinchingly. "That's one way to put it. Another way to put it would be that I'm going to accomplish all I can despite Jaspar's excesses, though, wouldn't it? And since it would be so inexpedient for you to allow me to disappear from the equation, you have my permission to present it to Jaspar in exactly those terms. Consider it my own personal bargain with Shan Wei."
"What do you mean?"
Trenaire frowned, and Ducairn's eyes glittered. "I thought it was clear enough." He leaned back again, crossing his legs. "Go ahead. Tell Jaspar you and I talked about this. Tell him I can't support his decisions as Grand Inquisitor, but I recognize that they are his decisions as Grand Inquisitor. That I won't openly oppose him, but that, in return, he won't stand in my way of seeing to it that the charitable orders, which come under the general control of the Exchequer anyway, receive the support they require. Tell him you think it's my way of buying off my own conscience. Langhorne, you might even be right. But I also suggest you remind him about the Dragon Drover, who found it out he needed a carrot to go with the stick. He can leave all that saccharine fawning, all that slobbering concern for the masses to me. Let me handle it. God knows I'll be better at it than he ever would. And as long as I'm still a member of the Group of Four, it will be the Group of Four, including Jaspar, who get the credit. He's proven he can terrorize people into obedience. Now, all he has to do is let me buy their obedience as well, and he'll be happy, I'll be satisfied, and the end result will be to strengthen his position, not weaken it." Trenaire frowned, once again taken by surprise by Ducairn's political perspicacity. That was precisely the right way to present the treasurer's argument to the Grand Inquisitor. Not only that, it actually made sense. He considered the other man narrowly, wondering exactly what had changed inside Robert Ducairn. There was something, he could sense it, but he couldn't quite put his finger on what it was. It wasn't that any of the treasurer's reborn faith had disappeared. Not that he was suddenly comfortable with Clinton's brutality. Not even that he'd made his peace with it. It was something else.
"Maybe it's just that Jaspar's finally proven he can't be controlled. Maybe it's just a dose of realism, acceptance, tempering all that idealism of his. And maybe it isn't either. Maybe it's something else entirely. But that doesn't mean he's wrong about the best way to sell it to Jaspar. And there's no way he's wrong about the importance of finding some motivator besides simple terror either. That's always been Jaspar's blind spot. If I can only convince him to let Robert be our kinder, gentler face, then maybe I can actually undo some of the damage he's busy doing."
He gazed into Ducairn's eyes once more. Then, finally, he shrugged.
"All right, Robert. If my brokering some kind of deal between you and Jaspar will satisfy you, if you'll give Jaspar your assurance you'll leave inquisitorial matters up to the Inquisition, if he'll give you free rein where your charitable activities are concerned, I'll try. And I think I'll probably succeed, as long as you're serious about this. But don't lie to me. If this will satisfy you, I'll do my damnedest to sell it to Jaspar. But if I ever find out later that you aren't prepared to live up to your end of the understanding, I'll wash my hands of whatever finally becomes of you. Is that understood?"
"Of course it is," Ducairn said, and surprised Trenaire yet again, this time with an oddly gentle smile. "You know, in many ways, Jaspar's always been his own worst enemy. And one reason is that he's forgotten. and I have to admit I'd forgotten the same thing, that sometimes kindness, gentleness, is just as strong a weapon as any terror or punishment. Of course, it's not the sort of weapon he's constitutionally suited to wielding, I suppose. So I'm sure it will be best for us, for all of us, if he lets me take care of it for him.